From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Uzbek immigrant suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York bike path, killing 8, wounding at least 12, was charged Wednesday in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. Acting U.S. Attorney Jun H. Kim offered up this evidence.
A note that was recovered just outside the truck that read, in part, "No God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet, and Islamic supplication, it will endure," a phrase commonly used to refer to ISIS.
The suspect, Saifullah Saipov, remained hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a policeman. He has confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year and was inspired by IS videos. Authorities also said they found a second Uzbek man in the case. In Washington, President Donald Trump tweeted late Wednesday Saipov should get the death penalty. Earlier, he said he's asking Congress to get rid of the diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect to gain entry to the country.
Sounds nice. It's not nice. It's not good. It's not good. It hasn't been good. We've been against it.
The program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. Liberia's Supreme Court has halted preparations for next week's presidential runoff between former football star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai as it considers a legal challenge to the first round. Third-place Liberty candidate Charles Brumskine has complained of foul play. Court spokesman Daryl Nama said this is not a final stay order.
This is only until the full bench can hear and dispose of the matter from which a final decision will be made by the bench.
He emphasized the court action does not annul the results of the October 10 first round. This is VOA News. Well, as expected, the U.S. voted Wednesday against ending its nearly 60-year-old economic embargo on Cuba during a resolution at the U.N. General Assembly. Nikki Haley is a U.S. U.N. ambassador.
Today, the crime is the Cuban government's continued repression of its people and failure to meet even the minimum requirements of a free and just society.
More than 190 countries voted for lifting the embargo. Israel sided with the U.S. Washington's no vote contrasts with its abstention a year ago under the previous Obama administration as it undertook a process of normalizing ties with Havana. Baruch College Cuba analyst Ted Henkin said the embargo has been counterproductive.
Our embargo has had little impact, plus it has much more isolated us in the hemisphere and in the world than isolated Cuba.
Cuba's foreign minister said President Donald Trump is, quote, one more president implementing a policy that means a return to the past. A Saudi coalition airstrike Wednesday struck a crowded marketplace in northern Yemen, killing nearly 30 people. Sada'a is a border region controlled by Iran, backed with the rebels. The coalition, which has been repeatedly accused of targeting civilian areas, is investigating. Saudi Arabia backs the internationally recognized government of President Abu Mansour Hadi. Iraq said negotiations with Kurds to vacate border areas of their semi-autonomous region have failed. A week ago, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi halted operations that started with the seizure of oil-rich lands around the city of Kirkuk held by Kurdish forces. Iraq is threatening to resume those operations. A suspected Islamist militant attacked and wounded 2 Tunisian policemen with a knife near the parliament building in the capital Tunis Wednesday. One of the officers was hospitalized. Tunisian lawmaker Amar Arosia said the attack was an attack on all the Tunisian people. He said his Popular Front condemns it and stands in solidarity with security forces. Security in the North African country has improved since 3 deadly attacks in 2015, one near Barto Museum, one at a beach resort, another against security forces in Tunis, in which dozens were killed. President Donald Trump is expected to announce Thursday his choice of Federal Reserve Governor Jerome Powell as the next U.S. Central Bank chairman, replacing Janet Yellen. Meanwhile, policy makers of the bank meeting in Washington Wednesday decided to keep a key interest rate where it is for now. The Fed has raised that key rate twice this year. Wall Street, meanwhile, posted modest gains. The benchmark Dow Jones nearly 60 points gained to 23,435. In sports, the American League Houston Astros defeated the Los Angeles champions Dodgers in Game 7 of the North American Major League Baseball World Series late Wednesday, 5-1. The Astros won their first World Series since being formed in 1962. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.